SBS Radio.
Contemporary songlines are something that is creating new sounds. New, yet at the same time, they are ancient and have always been existing since time began for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The event of Captain James Cook's arrival didn't stop this country's songlines from continuing. It's been 250 years since the arrival of the so-called First Fleet upon our shores, and there has been celebrations and commiserations. Yet now, new modern-day songlines have been produced to help tell the story of how Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people really felt about Captain Cook and his endeavours. A story that is told through images, voices and modern-day songlines by established and emerging Indigenous musicians in a brand new documentary film. I'm Kerry Lee Harding and this is the NITV Podcast.
The year 1768, England. King George III sent Lieutenant Jimmy James Cook on a scientific expedition on a ship called the Endeavour to Tahiti to observe the transit of Venus, but more about that later. Uncle Jimmy James carried with him secret orders no one knew about because it was secret, given to him by the king, instructing him to seek out new land. So after Tahiti, he had a Doris around New Zealand, kept heading west, first sighted land there where Point Hicks in Victoria, but couldn't land. Ah, what's that? Plane? Can't be. Anyway, he kept cruising up the east of Australia and came across Botany Bay.
Our mob who's just on the shore and they're doing their thing and they've got families here too.
Exactly, so, yeah.
And this strange thing comes sailing in with strange people on it. And I think a small party came onto the shore. Within minutes of that mob landing here, they fired shots. That was the first act of war on our people.
You just heard there from Nolene Timbury, the chairwoman of La Perouse's local Aboriginal Land Council. She is speaking there with comedian Stephen Oliver, presenter of the new documentary Looky Looky, Here Comes Cookie, which tells the story of what it was like for Indigenous people to witness the arrival of Captain Cook.
We're all cooked out.
Modern songlines that set the history straight.
Cook came to our country and walked on the land. He never.
Looky, looky, here comes Cookie.
The film will take viewers on a journey up the east coast of Australia and tells a story of resistance, language, first contact, and the truth as it is told by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voices.
It's just blackfellas having a yarn, really. But it's us talking about, you know, things that have impacted us, things that continue to impact us. You know, having a laugh as well, as we always do, you know, because that's how we go. But also, you know, with songs throughout it. So, you know, this thing of creating a songline. And, you know, we've got an array of artists, you know, like we've got rap in it, folk music, you know, to ballads, beautiful ballads. So this kind of bluesy, jazzy, you know, deadly song by Moji. Like, so, yeah, it's kind of, it's a mix, but I think it kind of fits the right tone with everybody. Like, it gives history lessons, but without it being kind of stagnant, you know what I mean? I think it's kept interesting, and it's only like an hour, so, you know, mob don't get slack too quick, thankfully.
You just heard there from Stephen Oliver, who is not only the presenter of the documentary, but is also a comedian and a slam poet. But how is this documentary different from other historical films? It tells the story of Cook's arrival from an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander perspective, and it does it by sharing on screen contemporary songlines created by established performing artist Kev Carmody, who is featured alongside deadly black voices including AB Original, co-founder Trials, Rapper Birds, Moju, Mau Power and Fred Leon. Singer-songwriter Alice Skye also featured in the film, and Alice explains what it was like to learn about Captain Cook in history lessons at school.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I think about it a lot too. I think because any history lesson that we did began from Captain Cook. And, yeah, we were taught that he was an amazing explorer and kind of like he was, yeah, this like, just like a figure that you're meant to think is incredible and amazing. And I used to sit in class just thinking that wasn't quite right. And not really knowing how to say that because they start teaching you as young as like primary school, so you know you kind of just think you're meant to listen to your teachers. But yeah.
Songwriter Alice Skye speaking there. But what was Stephen Oliver taught at school about Captain James Cook and Australian colonial history?
Well, yeah, you know, I've been talking about how even as such as Cook were taught in school, you know, you kind of taught like all these explorers like Burke and Wills and stuff like that. And you taught about, you know, all this kind of colonial history and Aboriginal people, you know, you usually get like 8 pages in a book with, you know, and a picture of like blackfellas throwing spears at each other going to war, you know, and there's this kind of invisibility that's given to blackfellas. And I think that's kind of on purpose because, you know, it brings up too many questions if the visibility is there. But thankfully we're starting to kind of see that now. It's kind of interesting how there was always this thing about whether it was Cook or whether it was, explorers. No one mentions the fellow from the Pacific Islands that Cook took with him to help him with navigation, or no one mentions Aboriginal people who showed explorers ways to go and where water holes were. So, yeah, there's kind of this narrative kind of being that, you know, that's the problem. We live in an individualistic society where people like to prop up one person, but we often forget about, but there's a lot of people who were involved. And I think as blackfellas, we know that because we think collectively. And we know not everything is just done, you know, by the one person. It's kind of a, you know, that's our connectedness. It's our collectiveness. Ooh, there's a rhyme there. I'm going to start that now.
During the film, Stephen Oliver caught up with different traditional owners along the east coast of Australia, and one of them was Waban Aiken, Garrig traditional owner, who explains the true oral history from his tribe.
People say that Cook came to our country and walked on the land. He never. We had witnesses, were there, our people were there.
Yep.
And in Cook's journal, it says there, as he travelled along, on the East Coast, he sees smokes. And he said that truly they are inhabited. And yet Cook didn't realize that smoke was the blackfella internet letting all the clan group know that ship was coming up. That was the message stick. When he came up, there were 3,000 warriors waiting for him, but were undercover, camouflaged by other islands where their canoes waiting for the signal. If he came, they would have been attacked. The signal never came from our chiefs. If the chiefs gave the signal today, we wouldn't have British sovereignty in Australia. We could have hit him, killed him and hit him and sell his head that would be traded to Papua New Guinea for canoe, spears or whatever. Didn't come because he didn't go on the land. He was still floating. He was still traveling. He's still on that medium.
In other words, Cook saw mob and he got jammy and kept going by.
Kept going. How can you claim a country sovereignty floating in the water?
That he never set foot.
He never set foot on that land.
What's your understanding? There's a painting. There's this famous painting of Cook being on Possession Island and planting that flag. What do you make of that?
It's make-believe. The trees and the rocks are different to ours in Kaiwalagal. It's the different features, different identities of the trees. They look like they were from another area, not from our area, because we know the trees on Possession Island or Tunid. The picture is wrong.
It's definitely not that country.
It's not that country.
Yep. Yeah.
You just heard there from Waban Aiken, Carreg traditional owner. Stephen Oliver says he did learn some things from working on this documentary film.
Well, you know, I said the biggest thing I think I learned is that kind of, and it's an obvious thing because we do it so much in today's society. We can make assumptions or things about someone because we're told something. Like whether you think of him as a hero, whether you think of him as a villain, you know, we kind of never really delve further deeper into the story behind it. And I think that's, you know, and that's part of the problem I think that us blackfellas have is that we see how our history is ignored and people don't want to delve deeper into our side of the story, you know. And so I think that kind of was the thing that was the standout for me is that, like, I know certain things about Cook, but, you know, there was a lot I didn't know about him as well.
That was Stephen Oliver, and he was yarning there about what he has recently learned about Captain James Cook. And Alice Skye says it can be an uncomfortable conversation when talking about the First Fleet coming to Australia.
Yeah, if it is a new concept or one that some people find uncomfortable to talk about, just opening that conversation and just hearing a different perspective, because, like we said before, in school you're only presented with one perspective on Captain Cook and the First Fleet, and I think, yeah, it's amazing that we can have a First Nations perspective on it in this way.
I'm a blackfella. Not a drunk, criminal, uneducated, unemployed, welfare-dependent slackfella. And if you try to tell me different, well, you might just get a smack fella. Not that I condone violence, I just don't condone silence. And when you try to tell me about what it means to be an Aborigine with your stupid-ass joke stereotypes and Discovery Channel mentalities, well, I'm afraid I have to speak up and let you know about me. See, I ain't what you've seen in your travel magazine. And I haven't got the look from your history book. Noble? Maybe. Savage? No. Unless you're talking about my words and the way that they flow, but this isn't about style. It's about attitudes. If you stood by our sides and simply just talked, and if some of the times in our footsteps you walked, then maybe you'd see we're not young and free. We're ancient and chained from the stains that remain from a past that's never been dealt with properly because people don't get off their ass. Instead, they'll read articles, switch on the news, and somehow through media, the lies become truth. Just like when people see a drunk black man on the street, and somehow from that, that black man becomes me. But the drunk white man who stumbles and falls? Oh, he's not a reflection of a race at all. So open your mind, because perception's a lie. Learn what it is to not see with your eyes, because I'm a black fella. Not a drunk, criminal, uneducated, unemployed, welfare-dependent slack fella, and I'm trying to put your minds on the right track, fellas. So question yourselves. Challenge ideals, start a revolution. Are you part of a country's problem or the solution?
And for more information on Looky Looky, Here Comes Cookie, you can watch it on SBS On Demand. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV Podcast. And you can tune in and listen to more of our NITV podcasts like Take It Black, Short Black and Ballin' Out. Go to where you get your podcasts from on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.